The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughters of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, a foal of the donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Please pray with me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise, for you are our King. You are the one who has come to save us. Where there is despair, give us hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is gloom, sunshine. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts this day. Let your living word take root again this day. Root that will bear fruit through our lives for your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said to the children this morning, there's a simple message in the heart, at the heart of Palm Sunday. And I love this day, and I love the message, because in the coming week, it will be difficult to see this truth. Jesus is King. Will you say that with me? Jesus is King. Say it again. Jesus is King. It's important to remember this truth, this proclamation, because on Good Friday, Jesus will take action that no other king has taken in the history of the world. He will lay down his life for his people. Psalm 97 declares that the Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. This is good news. It is good news for God's people. It is good news for the earth. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. It's good news unless you are the King that just may be dethroned by the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem or into your life. You see, there's also one consequence of this message that Jesus is King. And that consequence is there is room for only one King. A power struggle is coming. That's what this turmoil is all about. That's what this question that the people ask from their lips as Jesus enters Jerusalem is all about. Who is this? It's not about his name. It's not about where he is from. It's about his purpose, his purpose for coming into Jerusalem, for creating this turmoil, and for stirring up the people. The power struggle is coming. Regime change never comes without resistance and struggle. That is a concept that we are far too familiar with in our day and age. Regime changes, power struggles. We see them on the national scale. We experience them in our own government. We experience them in our own communities and in our own families. Power struggle, regime change never comes without struggle. And it appears that with Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, a regime change is coming. as Jesus marches into Jerusalem. This is clearly a political event, an event that marks the beginning of something new and the end of something old. The people are hopeful, they're expectant, they cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Hosanna, meaning save us. Son of David, of course, is a political title, a title referring to the great King David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, they shout. Hosanna in the highest. The NRSV adds the word heaven. Hosanna to the highest, in the highest heaven. But there's nothing heavenly about this. This is, in this moment, it's about a regime change on earth, about who rules the hearts of the people. Hosanna in the highest throne. They are elevating Jesus to the throne of his ancestor David, an earthly and political throne, and that is their expectation, that he will take that throne and rule over their enemies and over the people. In the people's mind, this was not a heavenly battle, but it was a battle for that throne of their ancestor, King David. These people knew Zechariah chapter 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Later on in that same chapter, the prophet proclaims, "The Lord of hosts will protect them, and they shall devour and tread down the slingers. They shall drink their blood like wine, and be full like a bowl, drenched like the corners of the altar. On that day, the Lord their God will save them, for they are the flock of his people. For like the jewels of a crown, they shall shine in his land." Their expectation was a cleansing of their land, was a ridding once and for all of their Roman occupiers. And yet in verse 12 of Matthew's gospel, the story that follows our text for today, Jesus enters Jerusalem and goes to the temple. And in his first stop at the temple, he performs his greatest and only act of violence, overturning the tables of the money changers. He attacks the sacred center of his own people's religious institution, and they're baffled by this. He was to drive out the enemy. He was to drive out Rome and to free them. And yet Jesus too knows the prophet Zechariah. Zechariah's words, "Return to your stronghold, O prisoner of hope." What does the prophet mean by this? Return to your stronghold, O prisoner of hope. It's a Lenten theme. Return to the Lord, the God of your ancestors. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" the psalmist declares in Psalm 27. "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The prophet Isaiah, or prophet Zechariah, is calling for the people to return to the Lord, their stronghold, the one who has been with them in the past and the one who will be with them in the future as this regime takes hold, takes root, and begins to rule. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. That's one of the most poetic verses in the whole Bible. A verse that I love because it calls not only the ancient people to return to the Lord, but it calls you and I. It calls us to turn our hearts to the Lord, to return to our stronghold, to the one who can give us life, the only one who can give us life. Jesus, it seems to me, attacks the temple precisely because it was at the sacred heart of God's people, and it had become corrupt. It had become a sin management system that had become a burden upon God's people rather than a freeing and liberating community of faith. The people who ruled the temple had become king. And remember, there's only room for one king. On this Palm Sunday, I invite you to think about the kingdoms of your life. What kingdoms and thrones and rules have you set up around you? Kingdoms and rules and thrones that keep the Lord at a distance, that promote your own agenda versus God's agenda for your life. There's room for only one king. That's true on a national scale, and it's true in our lives as well. A few weeks ago, when we were studying the Lord's Prayer, as we studied the petition, "Thy Kingdom Come," Pastor Steve taught us that that prayer is a prayer against ourself. Because in that petition, we pray, "Thy Kingdom Come," rather than "My Kingdom Come." And yet, day by day, we so often live as if we're trying to promote and establish and protect our own kingdom, rather than the kingdom that Jesus wants to usher into our lives, the kingdom of love, of justice, of peace, and of hope. Thy kingdom come. Dear friends, as we move into Holy Week, as we move into this Holy Week, I want you to expect a regime change in your life. For Jesus is King. And there is room for only one King. I invite you now to return to that opening dialogue that we read as the service began. Let's recite this again by half verse as it's printed in your folder, recognizing that Jesus is King. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Hosanna, O Lord, save us.
We praise you, Lord. Prosper our days.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord is God, the Lord is King, and has given us light. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good.
God's mercy endures forever.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.